This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Excellent, Bay. Thank you for asking. And you?
Good. I understand we have a special guest once more because he was so popular the last time you invited him again. So I thought you could introduce him to all our listeners.
Yes, indeed. Here we have Patrick Beal, the president of Generation Plus, an enzyme company whose products we are proud to distribute.
Thank you, Martin, and thank you for inviting me back to the show.
So in our I was really excited the last time you were on, Pat, because you were talking about enzymes, and I got the feeling that I could be even younger than I am right now. And one of the issues that I've got is the top of my head doesn't have nearly the amount of hair on it that it had in my youth. And I'm just wondering, is this something that enzymes can have an impact on?
Enzymes will absolutely have an impact at some degree. Although, Scott, we do not produce a hair regrowth specific formula. By introducing a broad spectrum enzyme formulas to your system, it's going to work eventually to promote the correction of all abnormal processes, including hair loss. We can trace anything that ails us back to an enzyme deficit, and that's evidenced by, anecdotally, the simple knowledge that by the time we reach our late 20s, that's when we begin to see these types of signs of aging. It's very, very rare that we see hair loss in anyone under 20, and that's, again, by the time you hit 20, you're beginning that deficit stage. By the time you hit 30, you're really at such an imbalance that everything will prevail. And by selecting a broad-spectrum enzyme formulation, you run the risk of potential hair growth.
Oh, that would be terrible.
I know it would be.
Well, imagine.
And again, we don't manufacture anything hair loss specific only because it is an issue. It's an important issue. We've really concentrated more on degenerative disease. But by default of a broad-spectrum enzyme formula like Zymetol, you will benefit in many more ways than its design, which is for pain and inflammation. Again, you will begin to correct all abnormal processes because enzymes catalyze every single function in the human body, which simply means without enzymes, you can support no function, not even life. So by adding a broad-spectrum formula with the correct activity level amounts, you're going to benefit in many, many ways. And I think that, you know, it will be very interesting to see. I'd like to actually get you a bottle of this, and let's see what happens. It'd be a great topic for a future show if you get some hair growth back there.
Well, and I have lots of before pictures.
Excellent, excellent.
So it'd be good to get an after picture that I could show off.
Well, I'm excited, and like I said, Zymetol is really directed towards pain and inflammation, but because it is such a broad-spectrum formula, you will benefit in some way. At the very least, we're going to look for a stop in any more loss.
Right.
Now, as far as the growth is concerned, we're going to look towards that as a goal and hope that we see great results.
No one hopes that happens more than me.
Okay, so we're going to put Scott on Zymetol, yes?
Yes, indeed. Zymetol is the product. It is the one product that is the most broad spectrum that we manufacture. It was the first product we produced, and it was for just about everything that ails you. We really added some things to specify it towards pain and inflammation, but that in no way takes away from the broadness of the overall formula, and it's the one thing I would look at to get you some results that you probably haven't been able to see in anything, and even a little result in this case will be something to look forward to.
That's right. And like you say, I mean, it's not life-threatening. You know, nobody dies from lack of hair, And I can appreciate, you know, going after the inflammation and everything else, but it'd be kind of interesting to see how this impacts on this particular issue, because I know a lot of people, men and women, have concerns about it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I couldn't agree with you more. It is a concern. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
We actually get a good number of calls from men, specifically men, asking if we do have something for hair that actually works. And I keep telling them, well, you know, keep your money because nothing really is going to work all so well. And now I'm hearing, oh, no, it's the systemic enzymes. Again, if the overall health is in balance, if the endocrine system is in balance, the hair will come back. Is it a hormonal imbalance, Patrick, that causes the hair loss?
Well, it is, and everything can be traced back to DHT. And if we can promote the restructuring of the system in such a way that everything is normalizing, including the endocrine system, as you mentioned, we're going to see results. And we have gathered a little bit of anecdotal evidence in this regard, and unfortunately had not paid a great deal of attention to it, because our concern is really in correcting disease states. But something like this can affect someone, I am certain, just as much as maybe an arthritis would. It's bothersome and troublesome, and maybe that's something we look towards in the future to get more specific with. There's a lot of things we could do with that formula to specific.
Okay, well, Martin, I'm really excited about what's going to happen to my hair over the next few months, and Patrick. But one of the big issues that people have, and it causes lots of health problems, is obesity. In fact, some people say that there's an epidemic. It's of epidemic proportions, the problem that we have with that. And one of the things that excited me the last time we spoke, Patrick, was you had mentioned how a lot of that had to do with the enzymes and how the and us not getting enough enzymes to really properly process our food, and not getting the enzymes in the food that we used to get, and the soil not having the enzymes to give to the plants to get into the food that, you know, we used to have because of over farming and that sort of stuff. And I thought it would be really good to just focus in on that particular problem and some of the solutions that you've developed.
Well, you know, it's so true. Obesity is today at epidemic proportions. In fact, if we can come up with a name for a new disease state like diabesity, there's a real issue. And this comes from the obesity of our youth leading to diabetes. In every year, obesity and weight gain continue to grow in this country. And it's not, it used to be threatening epidemic proportions, and we are past that state. Today, approximately 127 million American adults, which is 64%, are classified as overweight or obese. And
wow.
Now you can understand a little bit about why someone could come from a third world country, get off a plane, and have the impression that we're just arrogant gluttons here because we're overfeeding when the rest of the world is completely starved. There are many issues for this, but, you know, this surplus of fat in the body really increases the risk of many types of developing illnesses associated with particularly 30 very serious medical conditions. It's estimated that 300,000 deaths can be attributed to obesity in America every year. Now, when faced with unnecessary weight complications and premature mortality, we have got to respond by taking very specific actions as individuals and accept the responsibility for the situation we are in. And it really boils down to proper nutrition, which is a very difficult thing to achieve, combined with adequate amounts of exercise. So what happens is, because of global overfarming and industrialization and ecologically toxic food chain compiled with overprocessing and then cooking on top of that, we're left with food just about void of any nutrients, specifically enzymes that can manage weight, hunger. So we overeat nutrient void food. foods that just store themselves in the body. And without supplementation, and today, with our very lazy way of looking at life without exercise, we're just looking for problems, and that's why we're at 64%. You believe 64% of all American adults are classified as overweight or obese. I think it's time that we all take a very serious look and take some action. We've created a product called Lipolome, which contains the highest amount of lipase of any product in the world, period. Lipase is the one enzyme by design that its only function is to metabolize fat, to hydrolyze fat, to break down fat, and make it a usable form for the human body or rid it as toxic waste. And that's one way we've looked at the obesity issue, and it's much more than just fat, but fat is the manifestation of this particular disease. So we've addressed that with Lipolone. Again, lipase only function is to hydrolyze fat. So someone can consume this product with a meal and know that any fat that they've just consumed is either A, going to be converted into essential fatty acids where it can be stored in the muscle tissue to be used as energy, or be eliminated as waste. And the same thing happens for metabolic body fat, fat that's already in the system, body fat that we can see. This will promote the reduction of abnormal fat levels. Use the fat for energy, and what's not needed, we will expel as waste. And that's how that product works. It's not addressing this. It's a non-stimulant formula. This is specifically directed at ridding the body of fat by attacking the fat. It's not going to. Fat is the hardest nutrient for the body to metabolize. It's the hardest nutrient for your body to assimilate. So it's very easy to understand, once we look deeper into this, why we end up with all these abnormal fat stores that we know as obesity. And once we can help correct that issue, we get proper digestion of fat, so we're not going to be storing it. And then we combine that with a couple other things that help to cleanse the body, rid it of toxins that add weight to the body as well. So I guess not only does this address fat weight, but toxin weight as well, in the form of any stores of improperly digested, previously consumed food.
That's an interesting point you make, Patrick, because I had heard that one of the reasons why we were fat was if we're in a toxic environment, and who can argue that, you know, just look at the smog in our major cities, and and we absorb all these toxins, and then the job of the fat is to kind of surround the toxin and protect the body from the toxin. So the more toxic you are, the theory goes, the more fat you are. So what you're talking about is having something that not only gets rid of the fat, but it also helps the body remove those toxins.
Absolutely, and I would subscribe to that same theory as one of the many complications that lead to obesity. I'm certain that that's true.
You know, I was just listening to the CNN, I think it was, and a major study was being released that there's actually a genetic cause of obesity. Some researchers were really proud to be telling Americans that it's actually genetic and it's not their fault, and that it's just the genes are causing them to be fat.
That's kind of humorous.
And yeah,
when you
look at any third world country,
I bet you they would not subscribe to that theory.
Well, I think it's utter total bunk. It's just somebody's trying to make money. But anyway.
No, I agree, Martin.
Yeah. But it's amazing that, you know, somebody wants to now be selling what? Genetic therapy that's going to fix your genes?
It's true. We're all genetically programmed to, if we eat too much food and of sweet, fatty, empty calories, we get fat.
Well, Scott, you hit it right there. That's the genetic tie here. So it's not theory-based. It is the truth. But how about this for us all? Let's just not eat. You know, unfortunately, we have to consume food. If we did not, it's just this simple. And, Martin, you and I spoke about this before. You simply have to burn off more energy than you consume calorically. If you're able to burn off more calories than you consume, you lose weight. If you store more calories than you burn off, you gain weight, and it's just that simple. There are no excuses here. Each of us as an individual has to take direct responsibility for any abnormal weight gain that we have, and it's just that simple. It is our fault. It's no one else's. Overeat and you will be fat. Now, I will give the benefit of the doubt that we're certainly not being aided by our global food chain. But there are measures we can take, and supplementation with a product like Lipolone just might be the answer people need. This is going to bridge the gap. However, it is not the magic bullet. There simply isn't one. Again, we've got to take responsibility and get off the couch and do a little bit of exercise and then use a product like Lipolone to actually attack the damage that's already been done to give us a fresh start. And then if we have it in our mind that this is not the state that we desire to be in, this fat, obese state, and do what we need to do by selecting proper food, making proper food choices, and giving ourselves just even a moderate amount of exercise, along with a product like Lipolone to bridge the gap, you've really got the magic bullet there. But it's really not so magic, is it? It's very basic, and we just all need to remember that. And a product like Lipolone helps you get the gains, or in this account, the losses that you would aspire to have.
Actually, you know, we have had some phenomenal results with helping people reset their endocrine system, firing up their thyroid gland by supplementing with iodine in the form of kelp and dolt.
Absolutely.
And that alone has made a huge difference in a lot of people that are shopping at Life Enthusiast Co-op.
No, you know, and I would subscribe to that as well, Martin. The whole point, I guess, that we're all trying to make here is there are many things that go into abnormal weight gain. And as long as we're conscious of that and take the proper steps and take the responsibility of individuals, we're just simply not going to be there. But until then, this epidemic is going to continue to grow. And I guess that's why we're doing this, isn't it? We need to help to educate the people to get the tools in their hands that allows them to take action for themselves. And let's get that 54% on the decline instead of the increase.
Yeah. That's right.
What I hear a lot is people just carry right along into their 20s and 30s, and they can eat and they establish their eating habits, and all of a sudden, somewhere past 35 or 40, for women, especially with the onset of menopause, they start gaining weight.
Absolutely.
And you know, it all ties back together to the conversation where we're saying, oh, your enzymes have declined, you're aging. If you can pull the enzymes back in, you're unaging. And you're ungaining the weight.
That's exactly right, Martin. And it does go back to enzymes. We can all relate to that. Any of us that are over 30 can relate to the fact that one day the weight just started coming on. We hadn't changed our exercise regimen. We hadn't changed our diet, really. But at the same time, we have a decrease in the value of food we consume every year. And in addition to that, you know, some of us just are maybe too busy to take that 10 or 15 minutes a day to get a little bit of an exercise in. And if we can be conscious and make proper food choices that would allow us to get the nutrients we need to ward off this storage of fat, and also a little bit of conscious exercise, again, with products that help you bridge that gap, because we really are at a disadvantage. We can eat and eat and eat, and this is another reason why we gain weight. The body is starved for nutrients. We're eating a nutrient-depleted food chain that makes us overconsume biologically because the body simply hasn't gotten the nutrients that it needs to operate properly. And that's another reason why we gain weight. So all of these things combined with many, many more things. And the bottom line is proper food choices, exercise, and a product to help bridge that gap, and you're much farther ahead than the 64% of the American adults that are actually getting fatter by the day.
Yes, I hope that we're not just preaching to the choir. I'm hoping that some people who are experiencing the weight issues are listening to it and are actually getting the point that it's not really their fault when they just finished their pizza and their body says, "That wasn't enough, feed me more." The body's actually saying, "Get me more minerals, get me more enzymes, get me more proper phytonutrients." It's not asking for more carbohydrates. It's not asking for more calories or starch. It's asking for real good nutrients.
That's very true. That's very true. And again, I guess that's why we do this. We kind of accept the responsibility of getting people the knowledge that's going to allow them to experience really excellent weight loss. And if people really want to experience weight loss, just take these things into effect, and it's guaranteed to work. This is not rocket science, but what it is our society dominated by an education system that doesn't address these types of things at any level. Even if you go to school as a medical doctor, you're not going to learn how to address the obesity issue. So that's how critical it is, I guess, gentlemen, that we're out here letting people know how to take the responsibility, because if they don't hear it from someone like us, it's just not going to happen. And now we can all feel good about getting people the proper information, giving them the tools that they need, the information that they need to start experiencing, maybe for the first time in their entire lives, a significant weight loss.
So I guess what I need to do is put on a special, a bottle of Exela Superfoods, which is the greens and the phytonutrients, together with a bottle of Lipolone to burn off the fat that they already have. What do you say?
You know, I think that would be a wonderful idea for anybody that's listening. This is probably a great product special that you really want to go after. If you're really interested and you're sick and tired of getting led down the wrong path of how to lose weight, listen to this podcast again and get the information you need, make the proper choices, take advantage of this special that Martin's offering you, and you're going to experience weight loss. And like I said, maybe for the first time in your entire lives. I think everybody listening owes that to themselves. And I would just take a random guess that 64% of everybody that's listening is in a position where they need to hear this. So take advantage of Martin's special. Listen to this audio again and again if you have to pick up on some of the ways that you can help yourself and experience for yourself, again, maybe for the first time in your lives, what it's like to start losing weight instead of putting the weight on.
Okay, the special is going to be on, and it's going to be found in the Exela Superfoods and Healing Programs. It's going to be called the Weight Loss Program.
There you go. So we'll put a link to that also on our podcast page. So and that way everyone can find it by going to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, and we'll have a link there to that special page.
You know, that's a great idea, and that's really going to help people. They're going to save money on a product mix that's going to help them. And if I've got just a couple seconds here, we talked about the lipase and lipolone and how important it is. Enzymes control every function. Lipase is an enzyme. Its specificity is in reduction of body fat and reduction of metabolism, proper metabolism of fat that you do consume. But it also contains Guaiacol and fulvic acid. Now, Guaiacol is an extract of Guaiacol taken from a tree which grows in India. And this extract's been used for centuries to combat obesity and arthritis as well. Now, studies suggest that Guaiacol may stimulate the thyroid function. And you mentioned that before, Martin. It's very important for proper metabolism. It is the center for metabolism, is the thyroid. The extract, again, has been used for centuries to combat obesity. With these studies, They show that it's going to stimulate thyroid function, further amplifying the metabolism and contributing to weight loss of this formula. Guglielipid may also increase white blood cell activity, contributing to an improvement of the immune system. In recent years, we've really learned that guglielipid promotes a reduction, and this is important, in triglycerides. Triglycerides are the chemical form in which most fat exists in food as well as in the body. Now, once we reduce the triglycerides, we're also going to help to normalize both good and bad cholesterol, because we're going to strip the low-density lipoproteins and the very low-density lipoproteins from the triglycerides, leading to further weight and fat loss. And this product, lastly, also contains fulvic acid. The fulvic acid in lipolone is a natural extract derived from ancient broadleaf plant sources. It's really photosynthesis in a bottle. This is the power of the sun at your hands. It's loaded with beneficial resources. This fulvic acid offers naturally occurring phyto and biochemicals like the product you're offering in the greens formula, Martin. Superoxide dismutases, enzymes, hormones, amino acids, probiotics, antivirals, antifungals, and many other nutrients important in helping to correct the damage we've done by consuming toxic, nutrient-depleted foods and being in a place that just environmentally we're exposed to many toxins that lead to weight gain as well. Fulvic acid restores the electrical balance to damaged cells, and it neutralizes toxins and can help eliminate food poisoning as well. So we're going to neutralize toxins, expel them from the body, break down the fat in the food that we eat and make them be able to be used for energy. Also, we're going to break down the fat stores already in the human body. We're also going to contribute to the proper functioning of the thyroid to increase metabolism. We're also going to increase white blood cell activity, leading to the improvement of the overall immune system, which will, in effect, we could get into that, but it will, in effect, contribute to proper weight as well. We're also going to promote a reduction in triglycerides, and while doing so, we're also going to strip triglycerides of low-density lipoproteins and very low-density lipoproteins. All of this in the combined formula leads to one thing, and that's substantial weight loss. But again, I don't want anybody to think this is the magic bullet. We have to be conscious with a little bit of exercise to help us get down the right path and try to make some proper food choices. And I'm certain if anybody ever got a hold of Martin at Life Enthusiast, he can help them make some of those choices as well, really in some supplement packages that he offers online along with these other things. It's important to supplement to get the proper nutrients you need today in many different ways. The very first and foremost is enzymes, but you've got to have minerals and vitamins and fat and protein and carbohydrates and all the other important nutrients, all of these which today you're going to have to find in a supplement, unfortunately, because the food that we consume, again, it's just about void of all nutrients. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Well, and I hope that everybody else can just take the time to listen to this audio again, because you're going to learn a lot. You're going to get the tools you need. With the information you learn here today, you're going to get the tools you need to go out and experience your own research on the same things we're talking about to confirm what we're saying. And the goal for this podcast today is to help everyone, the 64% of American adults, finally get to a point in their lives where they can look better, feel lighter, get that glow back in your skin, the sparkle in your eye, and the smile on your face with the confidence and knowledge that you are on your way to a proper, normal body weight.
Patrick, I do have one last question. Just quickly, when someone first gets the Lipolone, how often and how much would you recommend that they take to start?
Well, Lipolone, again, it's an enzyme formula, and because after the age of 30, we're just at such an enzyme deficit, if the people haven't been taking any sort of enzyme supplement before, we're going to need to put them on what's called a loading phase. So the loading phase would go something like this for the first 30 days. Start with the maintenance dose. I'm sorry. The maintenance dose is actually one vegetable capsule twice a day. And you can take that on an empty or a full stomach, depending upon if you want the direct value of breaking down the food you consume or the systemic value of breaking down the fat already stored in your body. In addition to that, though, we talk about this loading phase, and what I would do is triple that thing up. I would actually go to something like three or four capsules three times a day for the first 30 days to get these enzyme stores a little more in balance from a lipase standpoint, from a fat metabolizing standpoint. And once we've built those stores up, it's important to just continue, because this isn't something that we can miss doses and think it's going to work. If you really want to make change, you've got to be compliant and stick to the programs established on the label or with a direct consultation with Life Enthusiasts to get the right amounts for you. And that's really what it is in a nutshell.
Cool. Great. Well, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day, Patrick, to join us. It's been just a wealth of information, and I'm very, very excited to be trying the Lipalone and the Zymitol. It's going to be very exciting to be able to report back in a month what's happening.
We're excited to learn that, too, and I just want to thank both of you gentlemen for inviting me back on the show. I really, really get excited about being able to help people. I guess that's why we're all doing this, so thank you very much.
Indeed. This is Martin wrapping it up. Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you, folks.
Bye, everybody.